time to check in with blind journalist Paul Bryce, joining us from the BBC Birmingham studio. Hello.
Nice and quiet this week, I promise you.
Yes, there's been a lot of work going on there, hasn't there?
Well, there has. And the door's fixed, I forgot to say. The door is fixed.
So you're secure.
I'm secure. Safe in the knowledge that no one's listening. No, I hope there are people listening.
Yeah, by the right medium.
Yes.
Anyway, we have got stories to dispense.
We have. We've got some good ones this week, if I say so myself. And we start in New Zealand, which is like Scotland with heat, I'm told. That's what I'm told.
Well,
I don't know. I've never been there.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful coastline, though.
Been to Scotland many times. But, you know, we start on the South Island of New Zealand, and the police there have enlisted a rather novel way of cracking down on cannabis use by putting notices in the primary school newsletter.
What?
To ask pupils and parents and teachers to keep on the lookout for funny-looking plants. And, amazing. 11% of the population use it. It's very, very high usage of cannabis. They had 9,000 plants alone stolen in this one area last year in the Marlborough Sounds, and 6,000 of them were in the area that we're talking about here, which is a lot.
I mean, I could be wrong here, and I could be a bit out of date, but I think there are certain issues with certain gangs, aren't there, in New Zealand, I think.
Yes, and the use. I mean, the Green Party in New Zealand always says that we want to legalise possession and all this sort of thing. So it's always a political issue. But all the mainstream parties say it is important, but it's not that important.
Mm. So education,
get them from a young age is what they say.
Good.
So there we go. There's the bit for the community.
Mm-hmm. We are responsible broadcasters.
We are indeed, and are we romantics? Are you romantic?
I'd like to think so.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Well, you have known me for a while.
that I am. Let's qualify that. But this story takes a bit of beating. Mm-hmm. In Siberia, there was the story of a man who wanted to make it up with his girlfriend. They'd split up after a year together, and after 3 weeks, he couldn't cope with it. He decided to serenade his girlfriend on her birthday.
That's nice. Well, could be.
From a van suspended on a crane.
Uh-huh.
Which he hoisted up to the third floor flat window that she's living in, a flat on the third floor. And he got a saxophonist to play Dream On by Aerosmith, which apparently is her favourite song.
Was he in the van as well?
He was.
Mm-hmm.
And, it provoked some interesting reactions.
Why did he do it in a van? Why not just get hoisted up in a hoist?
Well, yeah, can you imagine if it had gone wrong and you could have hit the building or something like that? And so, you know, the idea was that she looked out of the window to see what all the commotion was, and there he was.
Like Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah. And I did like one comment, which I think I can get away with. There was a comment online, someone wrote, can you imagine that he looked out the van window and saw another guy in the room in his underpants?
Beep, beep. Hey, there's a guy just pulled up outside your window. What floor's he on?
Oh, dear. But he turned up with balloons and flowers and all the caper.
Was he successful in his wooing?
He was.
Oh, good.
He was. She decided that they could get back together. And his next mission, apparently, is to propose to her, but he hasn't decided yet how he's going to do it.
Oh, dearie me. You hear some cracking stories, don't you? Which you think, probably, you sometimes look and you think, she's hating every minute of this, you know, some public display of announcement.
Yes.
And you would like just for once, wouldn't you, for to go, nah.
Going slightly off on tangent. I remember being in a restaurant years ago, and I having witnessed a couple, a chap proposing to his girlfriend, and they left very soon afterwards, and I'm not quite sure what she said. I'm really not sure. I couldn't tell whether it was yes, no, or, you know, whatever. But they left very, very hurriedly afterwards.
I hate it when they do it on TV shows, you know, like these reality shows or something, and it's like, oh, dear me. It was, you know, it was novel 50 years ago.
Cringeworthy.
Oh,
cringeworthy.
Just jealous.
Oh, absolutely. Now, over the recent weeks, we've done a lot of culture, as you know.
Lots of culture.
Lots of culture. Now, here's one for you, because I had sort of heard of this. Takeshi's Castle.
No.
Which apparently is a very famous television programme.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
And it would appear that one of the actors within it, who is now a politician in Japan, is using his fame and the video to promote a tax scheme, which you can basically exempt yourself from taxes by donating to good causes.
Mm.
So he's doing this, and this has caused quite a, you know, he's doing this using a sausage mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Which, mascotting apparently is popular in Japan.
Mm-hmm. So they've got somebody dressed up as a sausage?
Then? Yes, pretty much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is big sort of incentive to get people to give money to local causes. And if you do that, we will look favourably on your taxes.
But then, where do you get money to fix the roads and do that if you give all your money to good causes?
Well, that might be part of the good cause.
Uh-huh.
And talking of roads...
Yes?
Imagine going to work and coming home and finding that there's a road through your house.
That would be quite something. I'm on the 11th floor.
Well, this befell the fate of a couple in Russia who had been away doing some seasonal work. So they might have been off in sort of forestry work and fruit picking and things like that.
Mushrooms,
possibly. Yes, remember the story of last week. And this couple came back and there was some of the house left. But where the rest of it used to be was a lovely, brand-new, shiny road.
So the house was lived in, although it wasn't occupied at the time.
It wasn't occupied at the time or all of the time.
Yeah, but I mean, there'd be furniture, there would be things.
Yeah, there'd be still someone's house. And they'd just put a bulldozer through it and just carry on, you know?
Do you not need some kind of permission for that?
I think it got lost in the post or something like that.
Right through the house?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard of compulsory purchase, but... Hearing me. So what happened?
Well, the woman of the couple has decided she's going to camp out in the middle of the road until they're given compensation, which they've not had. And apparently she's not the only one. In the same town earlier in the year, there's a group of grandmothers hailed as absolute heroes for fixing their own potholes. The council said they weren't going to do it, so these grannies got together in hard hat suits and, you know, mending the road.
What's the world coming to? Come on. I don't know.
Well, what did they say last week? If a job's worth doing, do it yourself.
Righty-ho. Well, a good crop of stories there. Thank you, Mr. Bryce.
You're welcome. I'm just off to see if my house is still standing.
Is it? Mm, yes. Well, by all accounts, it might be getting blown away. You know, before Christmas, you just don't know.
Thanks for that.
No, you're welcome.
I'm on the ground floor.
You're welcome. We've not got far to fall.
Thanks.
Righty-ho. If you would like to get in touch, please feel free. You can get in touch via the Contact Us on our website, RNIB Connect Radio.
Or you can email us, radio@rnib.org.uk.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.